As more of China goes into lockdown, frustration continues to build. Weekend demonstrations in Shanghai and other cities reached a scale rarely seen on the mainland.
We want COVID-19 measures based on science.
I think we should go back to normal. We should go back to normal life.
The protests were sparked by the deaths of at least 10 people in an apartment fire in Urumqi. Reports suggest COVID-19 restrictions may have hampered rescue efforts. Authorities deny that's the case. In Hong Kong on Monday, an expression of sympathy and a sign of discontent. In this activism-minded city, there's a feeling of affinity.
This is something that has connected us. Before, during the 2019 protests, many people on the mainland saw us as aggressors and as people who solved problems through violence. Today, I think they see that it's normal for people to come out and say what they want and do what they want.
Well, the protests on mainland have brought back a lot of memories of the demonstrations that took place here in Hong Kong in 2019, and that's why it's struck a chord for many people here. It's hard to say how many people have turned out for this vigil, but a lot of people have been leaving behind candle lights as a mark of respect for those who died in Urumqi, and also leaving many messages of support for protesters as well.
The protests are putting unprecedented pressure on China's zero COVID policy. They're among the toughest in the world, with tens of millions of people currently under some form of lockdown. There has been some softening of the rules in certain areas, but overall the government is vowing to stick to its approach.
China has been following the dynamic zero COVID policy and has been making adjustments based on the reality on the ground. We believe that with the leadership of the Communist Party of China and the cooperation of the Chinese people, our fight against COVID-19 will be successful.
However, a willingness to cooperate may be waning. The crackdown has been swift and decisive. After 3 years of zero COVID, this could be the policy's biggest test yet. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.